Welcome, all the gamers, to another All the Gaming Quick Thoughts. I am Dale White, the advocate for insanity. Of course, I have thoughts. Today, I want to talk about Fortnite, as weird as that may be to say, because, you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, or if you just know me in general, you know that I'm not a fan of Fortnite. So why would I possibly want to talk about it? Well, recently they added a new mode where there is no building, and to make things even more interesting, data miners are claiming that this new mode, this no building mode, it might be here to stay. And I think this is really interesting. I think Fortnite really kind of needed this. It seems like a lot of the steam that it had, it was starting to lose. Fortnite had been insanely popular, insanely successful for a very long time at this point, really. It seemed like it was kind of starting to lose its steam. You know, numbers on Twitch were starting to go down. A lot of people who watched the game as viewers were kind of checking out. A lot of streamers were checking out. It was clear that the money in making content centered around Fortnite was kind of starting to go away. And then they come out with this new no-build mode. And I think, from the sounds of it, it's brought a lot of attention back to the game, which is, of course, a good move. And, you know, they've really shown, of course, Epic, that is, that they really knew how to turn this game into an absolute gold mine for them. For I have no idea how much cash Fortnite has raked in for them with all the skins and everything they've sold for this game. And their marketing really kind of has been genius in the way that they've, you know, gotten other influencers to sort of promote the game for them. Really well done on their part. Even though I may not be a fan of the game, I have to admit that I kind of respect what they've done with it, especially for a free-to-play game. Now, I'll be honest here. I'm still not convinced to really jump back into Fortnite. I've played it a few times, really mostly, you know, playing it with my family. I played it with my niece a couple times because she wanted me to play. And that's probably about the most enjoyment I've really gotten out of the game. It's not so much a game that I would play on my own, but playing it with a close friend or something, I can get maybe a little bit of enjoyment out of it. But I think it can only really handle a round or two at most, even then, before I'm just kind of checked out. I'm just not a big fan of the type of gameplay. Although I will be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the building aspect of the game, even from the start. So removing that might make it a little bit more interesting to me personally. But I still don't think I would. I still don't think I'd be into it, because I've never been big on shooters anyway, and even the battle royale aspect of it really didn't save that for me. I mean, I've played other battle royale-esque games. Like, I really, you know, enjoyed Fall Guys when it first came out. I haven't played it in a while, though. I could easily jump back into Fall Guys, I feel like, at any point in time and still really enjoy it. Fortnite, not so much. And again, there's still a ton of people who are really into that game. And hey, if no build mode brings a lot of players back, that's great. That's fantastic. If people are having a lot more fun with the game again now, that's even better. So I don't want anybody to think that just because I don't like Fortnite or don't care for it, that I'm saying or thinking that nobody else should play it. Far from it. You know, I still think it's great that, you know, it's helped a lot of kids get into gaming. Any time when I look at a game and think, you know, hey, that question I ask everybody on the podcast, you know, what's the first game that got you into gaming? And I realize that this is going to be a lot of people's answer to that question one day. And Fortnite certainly will be a lot of people's answer to that question at some point in the future. then hey, I've got to give it props, even if I may not be interested in playing it myself. Because, I mean, think about how many people looked at Pokemon when it first came out and said, hey, this looks ridiculous. But you know what? Got a lot of kids to start playing games, so I'm okay with that. You know, there might be some older people who think that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, hey, I love gaming, so what do you want me to say? And I'm sure a lot of people said the same thing about Minecraft looking ridiculous, too, although I genuinely did enjoy Minecraft, so that's a totally different story. But anyway, I definitely wanted to give Fortnite a try whenever I saw how popular it was becoming. And I remember downloading it and playing it. It's like, hey, you know what? Everybody's playing this game. I've at least got to give it a shot. It's free to play. Let's do this. Played a couple rounds and I said, it's not for me. Thrilled that everybody loves this, but it's just not for me. That's fine. You never have to make yourself enjoy a game just because other people are enjoying it. Same as why you would make yourself not play a game when you clearly enjoy it. Just like if you are into Fortnite, like don't let anybody, you know, who isn't into it, don't let me try to talk you out of playing it. Not that I would, but don't do that. But yeah, I think removing building from the game would definitely make it more interesting for me personally. I never really got into it. Although I will admit, as a spectator, watching somebody play Fortnite who was really good at the building aspect can be kind of interesting to watch. I don't know what's going on half the time when I'm watching it, when they're building these, you know, large elaborate structures that are mostly just, you know, stairways to the sky. But, you know, it does look kind of interesting, nonetheless. But, hey, I'm actually curious. And let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter and Sanikin. Let me know if you prefer the no-build mode or if you prefer building. I'm really curious to see what people's preferences are on that. Personally, I think I would prefer it without the building. And I think I could see the point maybe being made on the other side of people saying they prefer the building as well. And if keeping the no-build mode as a permanent mode is really the plan, I think that's a good move on Epic's part to maybe keep a little bit more interest in the game moving forward. So, you know what? May not be for me, but good move on Epic here, and I'm sure they will do more things with Fortnite in the future, especially if it ever starts waning in popularity again. I'm sure they'll do something to get that popularity back up. I have no doubt about it. It's their main cash cow, after all. Anyway, those are some thoughts for you to think on. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think, at Insanikit. And of course, go follow us on Facebook. Also, at AllTheGaming1 on Twitter as well. And come join our Facebook group. Come join our Discord server. Come join in on the discussion. It'll be fun, like listening to this, except you can participate. And of course, go check out all of our past episodes and all the major podcasting platforms. And yeah, those are some thoughts for you to think on, and I will see you guys next time.